Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, it's Katie, and here's Jack.
Hello.
And you're listening to Be More Cleverer. If you like what you hear, make sure you follow us on Twitter and Instagram for even more fun things. And make sure you rate us on your generic podcast app.
Rate us 5 stars, even if you don't like us.
Is that a bit vague?
No. Russell Brand does do that.
Here we are again, then.
Here we are again with a lovely Shiraz.
Yeah. Always with the Shiraz. Hello, you're listening to Be More Cleverer. It's Jack and Katie back with brand new episodes, which is exciting. We had a bit of a break. We're back. Episode 2 of the new regime.
It's the new regime. It's fun to say brand new because I feel like we've not been brand new in so long, but we are. So stuff it.
Here we bloody are. So last time you told me all about the magic circle.
I did. Did you like it?
I loved it. And now, so now it's my turn. So you're about a thing.
Okay. Okay.
So
I've been kind of racking my brains this week thinking what possible thing you would have come back with. If I was Katie Bowden, what would I return to the podcast with? And I don't know.
Okay. So we had a little bit of a break. And so I thought when I come back with my topic, I need to go big.
Uh-huh.
And I think you're going to be really pleased with my choice. I've gone music-y.
Yes.
So, they're the biggest selling girl group in the UK of the 21st century.
Oh,
they've
the 21st century.
4.3 million singles.
Uh-huh.
They hold the record for the girl band with the most top 10 singles ever on the official UK singles chart.
Okay.
So, they're classic pub quiz fodder, I would say.
Interesting.
So,
okay.
Today, Jackson.
Yep.
You're going to be learning all about these girls. Yes, today, Jack, I'm going to be telling you everything that you didn't realise that you needed to know about Girls Aloud.
Do you know what? I have never been Girls Aloud's biggest fan.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Get out.
Which is why I've only ever revealed this now to you in what I think is a safe space.
Girls Aloud are one of the most important pop acts of our time.
And I know you love them so dearly.
They're so important to me.
But, I actually don't know much. I only really know about Cheryl.
Well, I'm about to school you.
Okay.
Okay, so, you ready?
I'm so, as Nicola would say... I'm ready.
Okay, so I'm going to start by taking you back to November 2002.
Okay.
And a certain ITV talent show called Pop Stars, The Rivals.
Can I already immediately put my hand up?
Yep.
Was this different to Pop Stars, or was everyone calling Pop Stars, The Rivals, Pop Stars to shorten it?
Nope, it was different.
It was a different show?
It was a different show. This was a three-month search for the UK's next hottest boy band and girl band. And Who was the girl band?
Girls Aloud?
Correct.
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to fast forward to the conclusion of this show. So, in order of Davina McCall announcing the lineup, Girls Aloud were formed of Cheryl Tweedy, Nicola Roberts, Nadine Coyle, Kimberly Walsh, and Sarah Harding.
Oh, Lord. I already fear for her.
Do you remember, you might struggle with this, do you remember who just missed out on a place in Girls Aloud? Everyone thought she was going to make the band, but she didn't.
Javine?
Correct.
No way.
Javine Hilton. So no Javine, if you remember her, way. she famously went on to get her boob out on TV, sort of by accident, we're not sure. She represented us at Eurovision 2005, and she had a baby with MC Harvey from So Solid Crew.
I remember love her? MC Harvey.
We should also talk about the boy band that were formed of this TV show.
Uh-huh.
So the boy band formed were called, do you remember?
One True Voice?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh my God.
And they were formed of some men.
I couldn't tell you.
That's, you know what? I was thinking about it, and actually, if you go to a pub quiz and they ask you a member of One True Voice, you should ask for your money back.
The wrong pub quiz.
Because you should. No one should ask. No one knows that. Sorry, One True Voice. It's just how it is. Also, rubbish name for a boy band. One True Voice. Sorry.
Terrible.
But the great thing about this show was they were not just forming two bands, as kind of the shows do these days, like X Factor and whatnot. That wasn't the finale. The finale was pitting them against each other for the coveted Christmas number one spot.
Do you remember that? That was one.
Do you remember that happening? So Girls Aloud released Sound of the Underground, which we just heard. One True Voice.
They released a song.
Yeah, that's. Are you understanding the point of the show so far? So they had to release a song each, and one of them gets to Christmas number one. Are you with me?
And that, yeah, okay.
That was the point. The sort of the winning band was the one who got to Christmas number one, and this was One True Voice's song. It's called Sacred Trust. It was kind of like a hymn, I think.
Is this an original?
No, it was a cover of the Bee Gees, I think.
Well, this is awful, Katie. But do you know what it sounds like? Oh my God, it sounds like a Girls Aloud song. It sounds like, da 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 da, da 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 da. The way that you move, the way that you talk.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it
biology.
Does. Biology.
Stop it. Anyway, that's enough of that. So, ooh, that was One True Voice. And of course, Girls Aloud won this huge chart battle. And so the band of all our hearts were formed. Well, of all our hearts, you don't like them famously, but...
That's a cool competition, like, mechanic.
I know.
How cool is that?
Mechanic.
No, but like a cool, like, thing.
Well, yeah, they won it, they smashed it, and the rest is history. So that's the end of the podcast. I'm joking. I've got loads more to go. So, over the next few years, they released the follow-up single, No Good Advice.
I did like that.
That was a banger. They released a cover of Jump, the Love Actually soundtrack.
Didn't like that.
Wasn't actually used in the film. The original Pointer Sisters version was used in the film. I think Girls Aloud's version was in the credits or something. also, in that time, we had a bit of a legal quibble at the Tweedy camp, but we don't need to talk about that. You can Google it in your own time. It's not going to come up in a pub quiz. Get a new pub quiz if it does.
Okay.
So, let's jump to 2004 and the song that really launched them sort of beyond their young fandom.
Oh. Okay, this I
you
also
must
really
like.
I do like this.
So, in September 2004, they released Love Machine. Apparently, it was written literally just by putting nonsense to a song and seeing what worked. So that kind of explains lyrics like gift wrapped kitty cats and let's go Eskimo.
Is there a lyric, cornflake, big mistake?
Your call's late, big mistake. I think that's what. Okay. Your car's late, something like that. It's not cornflake. So this really put them on everyone's radar. They released a couple of charity singles, which both went to number one. They also released Biology, a banger. And I think that should really be the national anthem, to be honest, because that is such a tune. And they made a cameo in the Centrinians movie. Do you remember that?
I remember that film, and I liked that film a lot.
I liked it as well.
Russell Brand's in it.
He is in it, and he was good in it.
Lol.
And so this brings us to the end of 2007. And so by this point, the band are kind of a bit of a hit machine. They actually hadn't had a number one, though, since Sound of the Underground, apart from the charity singles. And in a way, that kind of is cheating, because, you know, that's got all the BBC publicity behind it.
Yeah.
So all of their songs were in the top 10 at this point, but they hadn't had another number one that wasn't a charity single, that wasn't Sound of the Underground.
Interesting.
But so many bangers, they just didn't make it the whole way.
Yeah.
So something needed to happen to take them to that next level.
Uh-huh.
2008 happened.
What were you doing in 2008?
I was 15. I was thinking about my GCSE options.
Oh my God, I was starting uni.
But Girls Aloud, that's who we're talking about right now. Can you work out anything from that?
Did Cheryl join X Factor?
correct.
Really?
2008 was the year that Cheryl Cole replaced Sharon Osbourne as X Factor judge.
Awesome.
And also her act won that year, Alexandra Burke.
Oh.
So Cheryl from Girls Aloud became Cheryl Cole.
Oh my gosh. She was literally the nation's sweetheart.
She was married to Ashley Cole at this point, and they made us believe in true love again. That went really well. So when you've got all this newfound publicity as a girl band, what do? You release a 1960s influenced pop gem with a contemporary twist. And so their fourth number one arrived in the form of this.
Promise I made. I also like this one.
It is a tune, kind of retro. That was the end of 2008, and this takes us into 2009. And they won themselves their first Brit Award.
They won a Brit Award?
Yep. The Promise won the Brit Award for Best British Single in 2009. And it's their first and only Brit. So far, they might come back with another one. Maybe.
They're only Brit, okay. For Best British Breakthrough.
No, Best British Single. Listen, Jackson, 2009.
Best British Single.
In 2009. Okay.
But also, as I do know, because it's been in the news lately, I didn't realise that S Club 7 had also won one, so the calibre was not high.
Okay, so that was February 2009. They got themselves their first Brit Award, and that was a great period for them. And then in summer 2009... they announced they were going to take a year-long hiatus.
I remember
this. Solo projects. But they did say they were going to reunite for a new studio album in 2010. Do you remember that album?
I'm trying to think of a single that would have come out of it.
No, you don't remember it because it didn't happen.
It didn't happen. They never did it.
They didn't do the album. They didn't.
Wait, that was the...
They said they were going to do an album a year later and they didn't. They didn't do anything for 3.5 years. So now we're at November 2012. After 3 years of hiatus, Girls Aloud reunited for their 10th anniversary.
I remember this.
They came back with...
Oh, my God.
Something I can hold on to.
Exactly. They came out with Something New and released Greatest Hits Album 10. February 2013, a few months later, they went on the 10, the Hits Tour. They toured all around the country. It was a massive tour.
Cool name.
Google Imager. It looked... I wish I'd gone. I didn't get to go.
Was it high budget?
Sick. It was big money involved in that. But sadly, in March 2013, the group performed their final concert at the Echo Arena in Liverpool. A few hours later, they announced their split on Twitter.
Do you reckon something happened at the Liverpool Arena?
I'm saying Nadine was involved, but I don't know anything. Ops. So that's Girls Aloud, a brief timeline for you.
Goodness.
But in that time of their success, they became the biggest selling girl group in the UK of the 21st century.
I didn't know that, you know.
There are a few subcategories going on in there, but they did earn that. There were quite a few girl groups in the 21st century, and they were the biggest selling.
Yeah.
They sold 4.3 million singles.
That's so much. I would have said Sugar Babes did more in my head.
Well, they were involved in some of their success. So they scored 4 number ones. Sound of the Underground, obviously.
Yeah.
The 2 charity singles, I'll Stand By You and Walk This Way with Sugar Babes, which was rubbish. It was.
No, but the video was cool because Davina's in it.
It was a good video, you're right. But the song wasn't good. And the Brit Award winning The Promise, another number one. So they had 4 number ones. They released 7 albums.
7?
Yep. 2 compilations, though. The biggest selling was their Greatest Hits album. The first, they had 2 Greatest Hits albums. One of them was the biggest seller.
It's the one you want, isn't it?
I think it was a Christmas seller. 1.2 million copies.
It's the one you want in the car.
Exactly. But the final thing I want to talk about with Girls Aloud is the endorsement deals.
Oh my God, obsessed.
Those girls are going to be loaded. They did so many endorsements.
Did they?
They like to put their face to a brand. 2007, talk to me about the Sunsilk shampoo campaign.
Is Sunsilk still on?
I don't think it is. The Samsung swivel phones.
Oof.
You want to Google image these, I thoroughly recommend it. We'll post some to our Twitter.
Please, we must.
Over and over. 2008, they were the faces of Nintendo DSs. They were into their tech. 2008, they were hired for the Kit Kat Senses chocolate bar campaign.
I remember.
They were nice.
Really good.
They were like Kit Kat's version of the Bueno.
Such a Bueno.
I love
such
a Bueno.
Such a Bueno.
They really sold it to me. 2009, false eyelashes.
I feel like they're still on sale.
I think they are. I was just about to say that. I think maybe Cheryl's and Nadine's. I'm not sure about everyone else's. 2012, the Girls Aloud 10th anniversary false eyelashes.
Are you wearing Sarah Harding's eyelashes now?
Do you recognise them by member?
I can see them. I'm not.
And 2012, charm bracelets. They were selling them. So that's Girls Aloud for you, in a nutshell.
There's so much to unpack here. Like,
I
feel like, as well as chatting, we need to like critique. What was your least favourite Girls Aloud single?
Beautiful, Because You Love Me. Follow up to Something New.
Don't know it.
It was one of their comeback singles.
Okay, and your favourite?
I'm a big fan of Love Machine. It used to be my go-to for SingStar when I was about 13.
Ladies, you're damn right.
You can't
read them.
I actually think one of their most underrated is Wake Me Up.
Wake me up
before I jump out on you. There's a really good video on YouTube of them going on Top of the Pops.
Okay.
Going to that, and they're on Harley Davidson's. It's really good.
Ooh.
Yeah, Cheryl is in her prime. Do you have one?
I would say...
You can't say Nadine Coyle's solo effort, Insatiable.
Sponsored by Tesco, wasn't it?
Was it?
It was exclusively released via Tesco.
Fair dues.
No, I would say Something Kinda.
Something Kinda Ooh, you mean? You don't even know the title.
Wasn't it Something Kinda brackets Ooh? Don't know, just saying that's my one.
Okay. I think I need to quiz you on these.
So, you know, you did kind of well on my Magic Circle one.
I aced it.
I'm stressed about this because there's a lot to unpack, and I feel like overriding memories might take over my smart knowledge that I've learned from you. It might, like, whereas, because I know a little bit about Girls Aloud in my head, and I think what I've learned today might be overridden by my memories.
Basically, you've had too much wine.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah. Okay, let's begin.
Okay.
Who was the first member to be added to Girls Aloud to the lineup? I read them out in order. I said they were in order.
You said Cheryl Tweedy.
Correct.
Yes.
Cheryl Tweedy.
Yes.
Then Cheryl Cole. Then Cheryl Fernandez-Vicini. And now she's just Cheryl.
Just Cheryl.
What was the name of the boy band formed in Popstars The Rivals?
One True Voice.
Correct. You're doing well. You got 2 out of 5.
Yes.
Question number 3. What chocolate bar did they endorse? I want the brand and the variety.
Because I am a chocolate junkie, Kit Kat Senses.
Correct.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Quiz him on the chocolatey snacks. Which film did they cover Jump by the Pointer Sisters for in 2003?
And I know this because I watched this film for the first time with you about a year ago.
You fell asleep.
And I fell asleep because I didn't like it. Love Actually.
Correct. You're doing really well, considering you like to protest that you hate Girls Aloud. And finally, Girls Aloud won the Brit Award for Best British Single for The Promise, but in which year? Oh, he's struggling.
2008.
That's incorrect. Oh. It was 2009. They released it in 2008. But you did well. 4 out of 5.
4 out of 5 is good,
I think.
Not as
good as me. That's okay. Doesn't matter.
Okay. I'm actually impressed for myself.
I think you've done well.
Okay. Which member of Girls Aloud would you be if you were one?
It was always Cheryl, but as I've got older, I think Kimberly.
I could see that.
How about you?
Who would I be?
You're Nicola.
Actually, I thought you were going to call me Sarah, so actually I'm I'm living off that.
You'd do well to be any of them.
Shut up and
you're
get
out. You're definitely a Nicola, though. Kind of like off-piste, a little bit indie. Yeah, you'd release a makeup line for people with pale skin. That's what she did. She did. I've seen the foundation in your cosmetics cabinet, my darling. In your bathroom cabinet. He does. He wears Rimmel. I've seen it. It's fine. There's no shame in it.
I accept that.
I wear makeup, too.
I hate you. That was a good episode, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Because it was so good.
So good.
You should rate us 5 stars.
Brilliant. 5 stars, please.
It's you can do it on your generic podcast app. It's very important that you do that. You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Be More Cleverer. If you've got something to say, ask us literally anything. hello@bemoreclevera.com and we can fulfil your deepest, darkest knowledge fantasies.
Jack will do that.
Mm.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.